Peter, if you want to open up.
Sure. So I want to thank Peter, first of all, for all the hospitality here. This is a world-class facility. I want to thank the press. We're always grateful for the turnout. I want to thank the fans. We make this show for you. Without a few folks, this wouldn't have been possible within the organization. So we want to thank owners Jimmy and Dee Haslam, COO David Jenkins, obviously GM here, John Dorsey, and obviously a special thanks to Coach Hugh Jackson. We also want to thank the staff, the coaches, the players. Without their trust, allowing us both onto the field and into the locker room, not to mention in the offices, and in some cases even their homes, the power of the show wouldn't be possible to be conveyed. Often when we talk about reality programming, we're talking about something rather escapist, but I think Hard Knocks has an enduring appeal because of the caliber of storytelling involved, that there's something slightly more insightful about it. And what we're doing is taking a large group of individuals, over 100 between, you know, the players and the coaches themselves, and then that's whittled down into a community that becomes a team of 53, and then that team becomes a family. And so while I think fans can lose themselves in the football, I think they can also find themselves in the stories that they tell. And those stories wouldn't be possible without, I think, the greatest sports production company on earth, NFL Films, and we're very grateful for the partnership. And to that end, I obviously want to thank the gentleman sitting next to me, Ken Rogers, as well as the leadership at the NFL, Marianne Turk, Brian Rolapp, as well as the leadership of NFL Films, the inheritors of Steve Sable's legacy, Ross Kettover, Pat Kelleher, and the whole staff over there. I want to also state that our start time is going to be Tuesday, August 7th at 10 p.m. And if you're taking the family away for the summer, you can also watch on HBO On Demand. You can watch on our streaming platform, HBO Now. And if you're not a cable subscriber and you're a cord cutter, you can watch on our platform, HBO Now. That's my sales pitch. Our narrator is the inimitable Liev Schreiber. Once again, and with that, I want to turn it over to Ken Rogers, our QB for Hard Knocks, as well as Vice President of NFL Films and Coordinating Producer of Hard Knocks. Thank you.
Thanks, Peter, and thanks to everyone at HBO. You know, it's quite an honor to be sitting up here with these two gentlemen. I feel a certain kinship to Mr. Dorsey here. I also had a number one pick. We at NFL Films were looking at the Browns for Hard Knocks as our number one pick from the very beginning. We did our research. We kept our thoughts to ourselves. We didn't really share it with much, though people tried to get the information out of us. I know some people in this room certainly tried. We blocked out the noise, and we got the team we wanted, our number one pick, the Browns, to be on the show. And while some people are cynical and say that, you know, it might not, there might not be anything good from this pick. I don't know who would say something like that, but we're out to prove them wrong. We think this is going to be one of the best series of Hard Knocks in its history. We think it's the right time with the right team. And all of us are as excited as we've ever been in the 17-year history of NFL Films producing this show with this team. A lot of people will think about last season and previous seasons, but of course, come August, this team and this show will be looking forward. It's a real-time show that focuses on what happens in the moment. So whatever happens at camp is what the subject of the show will be. So I'm sure one of the first questions will be, what's the first show going to be about? It hasn't happened yet, so I don't know. But to address the elephant in the room, I think a lot of people will be asking how much a certain someone will be featured. This position on a football team demands a lot of attention. And it's always been that way for Hard Knocks. So, yes, we'll definitely be heavily featuring head coach Hugh Jackson. So, wow. We'll get that out of the way. I know that's everyone's first question. So thanks to everyone for the Browns, the Haslam family, and and Peter and the entire staff here. And I'll let Mr. Dorsey, who everyone really wants to talk to, speak.
No, I just want to welcome you all here to Cleveland. And, you know, I'll just say this. A lot of you all understand, initially I was a little reluctant with this, but having a time to sit down with, you know, the organizational leadership, understanding that, you know, Hugh, you've had a little experience with Hard Knocks, and just listening to Hugh with this, you know, I'm comfortable with where we are. You know, I understand the direction of our team is in a right frame of mind. But, you know, the one thing that I find it very appealing, it now gives the fans a chance to see how passionate, you know, people are within this organization about the 2018 season. That's all I got to say.
Well, again, I'll echo what John said. I can't say enough first about our fans. I think it's going to truly give them opportunity to see how hard this football team works. I think how much they care. And I think that's really important for us to have an opportunity to give back to them so that they can see our players, our coaches, our organization in a whole different light. And again, I don't think anybody does it better than the NFL Films crew. They're outstanding at doing this. As John just said, I've had some exposure. They do an outstanding job of working together with the coaches, with the team, with all involved in the organization to put the best product out there. And they do. I mean, it is truly a working collaboration between groups. And I think when you have that, great things happen. But at the same time, our football team's focus will be getting ready for the 2018 season. And we'll dig in and do what we do the way we do it. Our players are excited about it. They're excited about the opportunity for people to see how hard they work and what they do on an everyday basis to be the best that they can be. And I think that's exciting.
We'll go ahead and open it up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Why were the Browns your number one choice? Who actually determines who you pursue? And how much did the Browns draft have to do with them appearing?
So the choice is really a collaborative effort with HBO. We always see this as a three-way partnership between the team chosen, the network that's airing it, and the production company that makes it. We really have to have all three to be all in to make a great show. The Browns were intriguing for us really because of the overall storyline that I think is part of the American culture, which is we tell our kids that it's not about how you get knocked down, it's how you get back up. And this is a unique situation, having such turnover on the roster of starting anew with some old pieces, with some valuable new pieces that we just felt will speak to a lot of fans. What we generally think of when we select a team is who would the national audience be interested in finding out what's going on, what's going on with the team. And nationally right now, the Browns are a big story, rightfully so. Our goal is to create fans across the country, not just here in Cleveland, for this franchise, and that happens naturally. That happens because you might be a fan of a certain team, but all of a sudden you grow to like the players and coaches on the Hard Knocks team, and they're suddenly your second favorite team, and you follow them a little closer. And it's really helped build the audience for the show, changing teams like this. And the unique storyline was one that, as I said, was present from the start, which was really the end of last season. We've been interested in the Browns for quite a many years. We have such respect for the franchise. Of course, if you grow up under Steve Sable as a filmmaker, you know about the Cleveland Browns, and you're told how important that franchise is. And so we kept an eye on free agency and the draft, but we had already targeted our number one pick, and I think it solidified it in the fact that they had a quite interesting free agency period and draft, but it was definitely thought of way before then that this was the team we wanted to do.
Hugh, any concern about it being a distraction from the standpoint, like Duke Johnson was just saying, he was hoping guys don't
turn into actors and start going all Hollywood on this. Is there, can there be a negative to this at all?
I mean, obviously there's all kind of sides to this, but I think, you know, if I do a good job and the staff does a good job of really making sure our players understand, you know, what we're here to do, and we'll get to work on that before we leave here, because I think that's important, you know, that that won't happen. And again, like I said, the partners in this, as he just mentioned a second ago, I think we all understand that there are maybe a guy or two that we have to make sure that we work through certain things with. That's just part of it. But I feel very comfortable with our locker room, you know, and with our organization and with the leadership that's here, that we can make this happen and make it valuable for all involved.
Do you not worry at all that this may just stir up the whole, I mean, they're going to pay, Ken joked about it, but Baker Mayfield's part of the story, that this is going to stir up the whole quarterback competition?
I don't think so. It's a competition anyway, you know. I mean, Tyrod's our starting quarterback. Baker's our number one pick. He's our quarterback of the future. I mean, I've said that since it's happened. I don't think that will change. I mean, I want those guys to be exposed for what they do, because I think our fans want to know them and what makes them tick. But at the same time, I don't think it should put any more pressure on what we need to do as a football team about who's playing quarterback for us.
Hugh, I remember seeing you when the show was with Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Did you personally get a lot of reaction from when people saw you on the show and how you dealt with players?
You know, I don't really remember that part of it. I know I enjoyed my time dealing with the show. I mean, I was who I was. I wasn't changing. The organization there had been through it before. And so I learned a lot from it. You know, it was a real good period at that time in that organization. I think there are some lessons that I learned that I can share with our players. But as far as me individually, it's never, I don't know what it did or didn't do. But I know I enjoyed the process, and I think that organization enjoyed the process.
And how much influence does the team have in the final product that will actually go out onto the air?
Well, in one way, whatever the team does on a daily basis determines the product naturally. Because we don't determine who rooms with who makes a team, who's brought on. None of that is decided by us. We are true documentarians who stand back and show you what's actually happening. But I think your question is more about editorial control. And in that case, what we do allow is the coach and GM to watch the show for competitive balance reasons. On Tuesday morning, which is the morning that it airs, we'll screen the show for them to make sure that there's no audibles that are heard in the background that might tip off other teams. Make sure that there's nothing on blackboards in the rooms that, hey, make sure that's erased in post-production. So we do a lot of whiteboard erasing in post-production to make sure that plays or sometimes phone numbers or whatever sensitive information might be seen that could affect competitive balance aren't seen by other teams. And other than that, it's really been a trust factor throughout the years. And really not just because of the start of the show in 2001, the trust factor for NFL Films, but the fact that we've been around for 52 years, you know, and started shooting training camp with Vince Lombardi. We know where to go. We know how to stay out of the way. Our crews have done this multiple times. And so we know how to capture what we need and what our audience is looking for without stumbling around shooting things that aren't necessary and might not apply to the show.
John, you talked about being reluctant. What were the reasons for that? And I know you said meeting with the organization, but was there a key point or two that really kind of put you at ease a little bit?
Well, it's just the first whole understanding of kind of like what Ken was talking about, how they actually go through the whole process. I wanted to get an understanding of that. And then just, you know, listening to some of the things that Hugh had said with regards to, you know, how his experience was with that. So there was a degree of comfort there. But also I started thinking about the fan base, and, you know, this is a great time for them to see the direction we're heading as an organization. You know, I'm one of those guys, as a young man, I grew up with Steve Sable, and I loved those NFL films. I mean, I did. I love those things. And I know these guys are going to do a quality job, because they're not only going to show what the National Football League game's about, but who the Cleveland Browns are moving forward. And, you know, as Coach told you, he's going to, you know, this thing's going to be tied up. And that focus is on the 2018 season. And that's what direction we're moving in.
The show is Tuesdays. When do you start writing each week?
The script we write overnight for Liev on Monday night. Writing probably begins around midnight for that process, and we voice with Liev Schreiber early Tuesday morning. We try to fit everything that happens here at camp up through Monday, if appropriate, into the show Tuesday night. So it's a very quick turnaround. Aside from the first week where camp's a little longer, every show is only comprised of what happened the previous 7 days. So we are constantly editing back at NFL Films, the storylines, refining our storylines, shooting new material here. And it's a real-time show. That doesn't happen a lot of places. Shows like Survivor are shot months ahead of time. You spend a lot of time editing, crafting storylines. We actually don't have that luxury. And it's worked out perfectly in that we don't create the storylines ourselves. The storylines present themselves to us, and we see ourselves as faithful documentarians to just transfer that knowledge of what's going on here at camp to the fans.
Peter, with the Browns being so wind-starved since they came back in 1999, why do you think they still continue to move the needle so much nationally?
I mean, I think the history, for one. I think the, at least in our building, the history of this organization is such that they'll always be a blue blood, old school NFL franchise. When you talk about, you know, Paul, the first Paul Brown, you know, coach, and the last coach before the Browns left being Bill Belichick, you realize the scope of history that the Browns have covered. And I think there's something that's always been attractive to the blue-collar work ethic of Cleveland matching its football team. And that's not everywhere. Some, you know, some teams are more glamorous. Some teams want to overpower you and be tough. There always seems to be this outside perception that this is about hard work here in Cleveland. Both on and off the field. And I know that's something we'll see when we're here in August. And I think that's why the Browns are so liked across the board and paid attention to, is because it speaks to something about that Midwest work ethic.
Jane, when did you first approach the Browns about being on the show, or Peter? And did you feel the reluctance when you first approached them, and did they have to be convinced to sign up?
We've spoken for years. I can't remember exactly how many years, but it's been five or more that we've been discussing with the Browns organization. But what you have to remember is, you know, picking a Hard Knocks team or convincing a Hard Knocks team isn't like going up to a woman at a dance and asking her for a dance the first time you speak to her. The relationship's already there. We have relationships with all 32 teams and have since the very beginning. We work weekly on the game highlights and the wiring and the player profiles and the highlight film and draft coverage. You know, this is a very familiar relationship we have. So the conversation is always one of, how do you feel about this show or this show? And it's not just this show. We discuss with every team each year our various programming. And the Browns, I wouldn't say have ever been reluctant. I think they were very embracing of the show. Dee and Jimmy Haslam and ourselves at NFL Films have had many conversations where it's been completely positive, but the timing wasn't right. And I'll be honest, sometimes the timing isn't right for NFL Films, or the timing isn't right for HBO. You know, that's why I said it really does take all three of us saying, hey, this is the right time. You know, it felt like the right time to cover the Buccaneers last year. It felt like the right time when the Rams moved to Los Angeles. And every year I can point to, I can say, well, here's why nationally we felt it was the right time. And you know what? I'm glad we didn't do it the year before, because this worked out perfectly. And I think this is one of those cases.
Hey, John, one of the most sensitive moments on that show year to year is when you have to call a player in, cut him. How tough will that be to have that on camera?
Well, to me, it's probably the most hardest thing from our standpoint, because you have young men that have actually given all they have for, you know, some, you know, for years, others young guys. And then when you have to basically tell them, I think what we have to do, and I've always done this, is you have to treat this with dignity. And you have to treat those young men and thank them for all that they have done. But at the end of the day, it just wasn't there for us. So I'm going to treat this with dignity. And I always have with releasing players. I will always treat players with dignity.
Ken, how do you guard against, as a documentarian, how do you guard against affecting the storyline or the narrative, or maybe taking one of the storylines and just not necessarily embellishing it, but giving it too much exposure?
We listen a lot. There's obviously a balance we always strike. We can't fit all 90 players into each episode. So, yes, at a certain point, we have to make the call of what storylines we think the fans will find most interesting. But we often find those from the team itself. Hey, everyone seems to be talking about this young rookie that's doing this. Hey, the players are joking with this player over here about his nickname, and we just pick up on it and say, "What's the nickname?" And we'll look into that storyline. Certain position groups are, you know, under more of a focus than others. Certain players have more pressure or stress on them, given their contract or their length in the league or their position on the depth chart. So we just listen. That's our role, is to listen to what these two are saying about the club, which of those 90 players are going to be on the 53, not on the 53, fighting for the 53. That's the key to our show.
How much film is not used that you shoot?
Well, we shoot 400 hours for every one-hour episode that airs. So 399 hours out of 400 a week.
How many people go through all those to filter out?
Yeah, we have a team of 25 producers that are on staff back at NFL Films in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, that go through the footage on an hourly basis as it's coming back. We will have a dedicated internet pipeline installed here at the Browns facility. So when practice is being filmed, the footage will be fed directly back to NFL Films from here. So by the time practice ends, my staff and I will be looking through the beginning of practice back in Mount Laurel, listening to what happened in practice so that we can stay up to date with the storylines, and then, of course, cutting that down to an hour. All that footage is a lot of immediate decisions, much like writing on deadline. You trust your instinct as a storyteller and say, I think this is what's going to attract the fans, and the fans are going to appreciate and best represents what's actually happening, the truth here at camp.
You said you've talked to the Browns for 5 or more years. Is that unusual or is that typical? I mean, have you pursued other teams for a lengthy period of time and then finally...
Yeah, I would say on a yearly basis, we discuss with several, if not sometimes a dozen teams. I can remember the year before we did the Jets, Rex Ryan was totally opposed to doing it, and the next year he felt his team was ready. I know that Coach Marvin Lewis felt the same thing when we came twice to the Bengals, that this was the right time, and in previous years said, I don't feel it this year with this team. It's not the right time. So it's been a discussion with multiple teams, and our goal, to be honest, is to one day check our last box and have had every NFL franchise on Hard Knocks.
Ken, you mentioned you go over every day with John and Hugh to make sure there's no competitive things in the show. Does the team have the right to veto a storyline controversy?
No, and here's why. You guys are following the storyline as well, right? So it doesn't make sense for the team to say, well, here's a national story or here's a big story that's being followed and we're not going to talk about it on Hard Knocks. Our goal is to tell the truth of what's happening here at camp. So the veto power has never really, actually, I could be honest, never come up, because we all know what we're getting into when we sit up here and when we agree to this show, that, you know, storylines that happen at camp are going to be on the show. Some of them injuries, you know, cuts. There's certainly been some, you know, fights and things like that, that sure, the franchise, if they had complete control of the show, would say, why put that out? But I think that the trust factor of this being a true representation of what happens at camp makes people realize that we're not out to glorify anything or to make it more dramatic than it was. Our goal is to show exactly what happened. And so we don't, cuts are a great example. We don't over-dramatize that situation and try to make something much more of this conversation that happens than it was. We just show what happens. Here's what happens is this is the conversation, and it's difficult for everyone.
John, why do you think it's the right time for the Browns?
Why, as you sit and just assess the overall organization, I think that we have, as an organization, done a good job of strengthening that locker room this past season. I think once you begin to have strength within that locker room, the guys will begin to set those goals and those objectives for the younger players, and they'll be able to follow that lead. And then when you have the coaching staff, you know, that we have here, you know, as you constantly reinforce that message in day in and day out and day in and day out, guys are going to start to understand the most important thing for this organization moving forward is the 2018 season. And that's our sole objective here, is to be competitive in the AFC North. We've always talked about that. So, you know, I think the guys in the locker room are there, and I think with the coaching staff and the reinforcement of the message on a daily basis, and just understanding that this is a quality thing that's taking place. When NFL films are doing these types of shoots and stuff, I'm comfortable with that.
You said there's some guys that you're going to have to, you know, kind of work with a little bit in terms of players not playing up to it and stuff. Do you plan to, like, pull certain guys aside, and kind of what would your message to them from your experience on the show be?
No, I'm just going to talk to the team. And I think we have leaders in the room who understand what we're trying to accomplish. You know, again, this is just going to be a tool for all involved. You know, another opportunity for people to truly see what we do on an everyday basis and really be able to see the behind-the-scenes work that goes on here. Nothing more, nothing less with our football team. You know, that's why I truly believe we won't be distracted. I mean, we have too much work to do to get ready to play a big season.
Ken, what do you consider the most successful season of Hard Knocks up till now?
Oh, up till now, because I was going to predict. I certainly think the opening series with the Baltimore Ravens is one that will forever be looked upon by me as something really special. It's when I just started working at the company and there was a buzz around the building with my boss, Ross Kettover, in the back there running the show back then. And it was such a new thing. You know, there weren't much reality television shows on television. There was, you know, Survivor and Real World, and no one thought about coming to an NFL franchise and exposing the fans to the truth behind the scenes. And the characters on that show were outstanding. I think we took another leap with Rex Ryan and the Jets in a market like that, with a team whose message was, yes, we're going to be loud and proud, and you can beat us. Try. Just try. And that was not a creation by us. That was what the team's message was that year. So that, I think, certainly made good television. Along with those 2 years, I have to mention the ones that have won the Emmys for Best Serialized Documentary Program, because there's some of my favorite because they were recognized. The Bengals won the series in 2009, the Jets won in 2010, the Texans won for Best Series, and just recently we won with the Buccaneers. Was just a couple weeks ago announced as we were awarded in New York the Emmy for Best Documentary Series. So there's just a certain feeling about a successful Hard Knocks show, and I think early on, it's way too early to tell, but I think fans, whether or not they're fans of the Cleveland Browns, NFL fans, are really going to see something insightful about what it takes to make a football team this summer.
We've had a storyline develop in the last couple hours. NFL owners have approved a policy on the national anthem where they're going to allow players to stay in the locker room during the anthem, but if they are on the field for the anthem, they have to stand. I was wondering if you had an initial reaction to that and maybe any thoughts about what team policy you might have.
Well, I don't. I like to – I'm just really hearing about it.
Sorry,
and no, that's okay. I want to go back and really truly understand it. And I'll do that. I know one thing I am most proud about is just the way our players handle it this past year and the way Dee and Jimmy, what they've done, you know, creating the summits that they've had with our players and all the dialogue that we've had about these things, I think has been spectacular. So I'm sure that we'll discuss it further. But again, I think our organization has kind of really taken a step forward with that to address what was going on. And like I said, I'll know more about it once I hear it in this entirety.
Peter, what was the reaction in the broadcast and sports communities when it was announced that Hard Knocks was coming to Cleveland? Was it surprise or was it good job, you guys made the right decision?
I think we've seen an overwhelming positive response to the selection of the Browns, and I think it speaks to a lot of the things that Ken has already enumerated so eloquently, in that this is in many ways an American franchise and it's an American team. It's also a headline story right now, and it's an underdog story, and people love rooting for underdogs, and I think there's a strong human element to that that's going to get fleshed out in the show.
Anything else?
Hard Knocks coming to the lake.
I'm sorry?
To the lake on June 1st.
No, our Hard Knocks shouldn't have nothing to do with the lakes that I know of. No. Please, no.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, we could ask, but the truth about Hard Knocks is that when we've shot things off season, they're the first things on the cutting room floor, because what happens in camp is so immediate and so interesting and so exciting. Backstory really takes a back seat. You know, a lot of people thought we'd have a lot of the move from St. Louis to Los Angeles. Well, come August, when the show started, they were in camp and the move had already happened. And we pride ourselves on being really up to date on this show. So, you know, if we didn't shoot it, someone would have footage of something that happens in the next couple months that I guarantee would be really exciting now. And come August, no one would want to see it on the show.